Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
I'm for them both day and night. Like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? I spend my nights going bar to bar now, searching for things I know I will not find. For I've drank from the sweetest bottle, now all the other spirits make me lose my mind. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not love you? To pine for them both day and night. Like fire that never quits, this wild desire won't relent. Ain't it a shame to love someone who does not care? Well, like a fire that never quits, this wild desire won't shame to love someone who does not care. It's hard being young, it's harder being old, so I'm told, so someone might have said to me. Hindsight's always 20/20. What is all so funny is that you never saw past my front door. Oh, the games you play, they've got me running each and every way. Oh, I long to hold you tight, come on over every single night. Got the letters that you wrote, far away, but it's no joke, I'll be coming for you one of these days. When I arrive on the scene, I'll say hello and say where you've been, then we'll fall away into your bed. Oh, I'm coming there, so darling, wait and don't you fear. On the road to heaven's home, that's where you are and where I wanna go. Don't you cry and don't you weep, I'll be there within the week. We can laugh and dance and fight and fall. If I do it all again, make sure I didn't kick your head, and I'd kiss you as we were lying in your bed. Look down your road, babe, I'm coming into view today. Here to make you feel alright, coming over every single night. It's hard being young, it's harder being old, so I'm told, so someone might have said to me.
Tell the story about how it happened that you went from a guy carrying an acoustic guitar and all of a sudden getting a call from Eric Burden's management.
Getting keyboard work and was kind of putting it out there that I'm a keyboard player. And I got a gig playing with another guy from Indiana, Jonzo West, and his project. And the bass player in that band, Justin Andrus, also from Michigan City, Indiana, he has his hands in all kinds of different music in Los Angeles and just a really good hustler. I mean that in the best way. Like, he's always looking for work and always helping out friends to find work and survive and grow as musicians. He had been approached by someone else to be a part of Eric's band as a bass player. And at the time, it was going to be, you know, they had a keyboard player already lined up, and they had another guitar player and drummer and all this lined up, and it was just going to be Justin. And then some of the other members fell through, and they approached Justin, my friend from Michigan City, Indiana, and said, "Do you know any keyboard players?" And all of a sudden, I got an email from Eric's wife saying, "Hey, we got this Australian tour coming up. We don't have a band. Would you want to try out?" That's pretty much it. Start learning the songs. I think we learned 6 songs and went to Ojai, California, and went to a studio, and Eric walked in with a coat that was up like this, and his hat was down. He came in with a toothpick in his mouth, just kind of eyeballing us. We did one song, and he just said, "Let's go to Australia." And that was pretty much it.
How long did that ride last?
I think 5 or 6 years, and then COVID happened. The last gig we played was February the 22nd, 2020, and there had been plans, you know, we were going to go all over, but it was what it was, and then it allowed me to easily transition into the Midnights thing.
Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. There's chaos in the kitchen, there's a ruckus in the room. My clothes are coming off, but I might be leaving soon. Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. Papa's in the backyard talking about them Capitol blues. Papa's in the backyard talking about them Capitol blues. He said, "We the people this." I said, "We the people that." "Come a little closer, Papa. I'm gonna show you where it's at." Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. We've been doing some teasing, no teasing. I ain't believing in anything I hear, see, say, touch, feel. Children in the front yard watching their world on fire. Children in the front yard watching their world on fire. The flames are getting high, but the mother doesn't blink. She leans a little closer and starts talking about her kinks. Up all night, waiting for my cows to come home. Waiting for my cows to come home. I've been waiting on my cows to come home.
Did Eric have a part in sort of setting the tone for the band, or was that somebody else's work, and did he just sort of arrive to perform?
I thought it would be the latter, that he would just show up and perform, and it really wasn't that. He was looking for a band experience. He was looking to hang out with us. I don't want to speak for him, but I think that he realizes that the music that you make, that the things that come out of the band are heavily influenced by, you know, the hangs beforehand, the trust that you have with one another on stage, and it's hard to do those things if you're only showing up just to sing and just to go.
Huh.
Come out of the trees. Your debt is not with me. You're a loyal man. It makes it hard to understand. Oh, but now it's becoming clear. The fight you fought for nearly 30 years, well, it was all in your head. You survived, the other three are dead. Goodbyes to the jungle from which you terrorized. It's hard to walk down the mountainside when you don't trust a single man alive. But now it's becoming clear, the fight you fought for nearly, well, it was all in your head. You survived, the other three are dead. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. And it says, so sad ever part, but it's time for real life to start. We were all older now, but still young at heart. So let real life start. Real life start. Real life star. Real life star. Real life star.
Explain how you and Beck co-write.
Oh, yeah. So this actually is a big thing. I'm not going to play the song today, but I have this new song that the Midnights play called Rebel.
I saw you crossed it out.
I crossed it out. Yeah, I played it. I was like, you know what? I don't think it makes sense with me, just me and a guitar. In the past, really bad at co-writing. I freeze up. I don't know why. Maybe I just haven't done it with someone that I trust enough. Co-writing has been hard for me with other people. So I'm trying this new thing where I have a notebook, and I sit in the room with Beck, and he sits up on the chair right next to me, and I look at him, and I try to figure out what he's thinking about. I imagine what he's thinking about. And this one particular song was, he was really pissed off about the dog that's now living across the street. We were sitting there and he was like, kept hearing the dog bark. But I think maybe he likes the dog or wants to be, you know, like, because he's seen the dog and he like wagged his tail and like excited. But sometimes when the dog starts barking, he's like, so the other dog across the street is the rebel. And Beck's kind of a little jealous of the attitude of the other dog. I'm co-writing with dogs.
Yeah, right.
I'll get up early in the morning, go to the kitchen to make us coffee. Ain't it nice here, just us two? Fry a couple legs, I can't afford the bacon. Life's real tough and the price keeps raising. Don't know how we're gonna make it through. Get a little pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? drive through the desert all damn night, watching you sleep as the sun rises. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. I'll pick you up on the edge of St. Louis. You make it easy how you see straight through me. Just about nothing gonna get by you. Then I find out it ain't worth faking. You love me through all bad seasons. I guess I know how we'll make it through. Get a little pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? Drive through the desert all damn night, watching you sleep as the sun rises. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yeah. Pup, call him Wavy Gravy. Drink cheap wine and call each other baby. Don't that sound like me and you? Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Yes, it do.
Growing up in Indiana, I saw these signs that said, the trail of death. And I saw these signs, and I did not know exactly what that was. To my knowledge, it was not covered in the curriculum, at least when I was in school. And it was later in life that I at least paid attention or knew what it was. And it was the forced moving of the Potawatomi Indians from northern Indiana to Kansas, and then eventually Shawnee, Oklahoma. It was like really tough to read and to understand or try to understand, you know, the reality of those people. It's a song I just do a cappella.
There is a trail of death. There is a trail of death. From the village of Twin Lakes, there is a trail of death. I can hear Menominee. I can hear Menominee. Through the rivers and the pines, in death as in life, their death is my shame, their death is my shame. Murdered by swine like me, their death is my shame. There is a trail of death. There is a trail of death. From the village of Twin Lakes, there is a trail of death.
What did you learn as a person, as a player, in the experience of traveling, you know, going from playing more local music, local acts, to playing professionally?
It was everything to do with all the things but music. I thought it was so much about playing your instrument well and playing well, you know, playing in the live, in the moment, which all those things are important, but I think there's so many other things that are important professionally for a working professional musician. Being on time is the biggest one.
There's a voice in the dark that calls to him, speaking in tongues of love. Oh, come to me now, if I only knew how sweet angels carry me home. He blazed his way through the Cumberland Gap, through the hills that fell like fire. Oh, long hunting Danny was finding sanctuary in the land of the native sons. Life ain't always as it seems. Sometimes I fall to my knees. When I find sleep, she comes to me in my dreams. There's a silence in the air no soul should bear, eats him from the inside out. Rivers turn to seas, they cut him to his knees and make him one of their own. Now he's set to roam this wilderness home, now to the ends of the sun. You can hear him still out among the hills in the land, the native sons. Life ain't always as it seems. Sometimes I fall to my knees. When I find sleep, she comes me in my dreams. There's a long dark path our feet must walk. Ain't no light to shine the way. Throwing devil stones in a land unknown, hoping mercy, wanting grace. Throwing devil stones in a land unknown, hoping mercy, wanting grace.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
Well, there are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Davey Allen, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you, too, for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web, of course, at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the evening, I think Davey has one more tune to play for us. All right.
I've been waiting on my days to come on this railroad, son. This railroad, son. I've been waiting for my tides to change on this railroad, babe. On this railroad, babe. Where the tracks go on forever and they will never cease. Last time we stopped, it was 1962. You see, back then, Mississippi was still looking blue. Like sand, she's just like sand. The whole damn South is rising against me now. My world's gone mad. My world's gone mad. Where the tracks go on. And it will never cease. Last time they stopped, it was 1962. You see, back then, Mississippi was still looking blue. Oh, yes.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.